Perry felt inside a pocket of the leather windbreaker he was wearing. The pocket bulged with a bottle of Bayer aspirin and with a jagged, fist-sized rock wrapped in a yellow cotton cowboy handkerchief. He unfastened his belt, a Navajo belt, silver buckled and studded with turquoise beads. He took it off, flexed it, placed it across his knees. He waited. He watched the Nebraska prairie rolling by and fooled with his harmonica. Made up a tune and played it, and waited for Dick to pronounce the agreed-upon signal. "Hey, Perry, pass me a match." Whereupon Dick was supposed to seize the steering wheel, while Perry, wielding his handkerchief-wrapped rock, belabored the salesman's head. Opened it up. Later, along some quiet side road, use would be made of the belt with the sky-blue beads. Meanwhile, Dick and the condemned man were trading dirty jokes. Their laughter irritated Perry. He especially disliked Mr. Bell's outbursts, hearty barks that sounded very much like the laughter of Tex John Smith, Perry's father. The memory of his father's laughter increased his tension. His head hurt. His knees ached. He chewed 3 aspirin and swallowed them dry. Jesus. He thought he might vomit or faint. He felt certain he would if Dick delayed the party much longer. The light was dimming. The road was straight, with neither house nor human being in view. Nothing but land, winter-stripped, and as somber as sheet iron. Now was the time. Now. He stared at Dick as though to communicate this realization and a few small signs, a twitching eyelid, a mustache of sweat drops, told him that Dick had already reached the same conclusion. And yet when Dick next spoke, it was only to launch another joke. Here's a riddle. The riddle is, what's the similarity between a trip to the bathroom and a trip to the cemetery? He grinned. Give up? Give up. When you gotta go, you gotta go. Mr. Bell barked. Hey, Perry, pass me a match. But just as Perry raised his hand and the rock was on the verge of descent, something extraordinary occurred. What Perry later called a goddamn miracle. The miracle was the sudden appearance of a third hitchhiker, a Negro soldier for whom the charitable salesman stopped. Say, that's pretty cute, he said as his savior ran toward the car. When you gotta go, you gotta go.